And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. I'm Larry Rieger, and I'm filling in today for Barrett Lesher. What a great show we have planned for you today. My guests are Lorette Brashear, of course she has to be here, and Brittany Holler with Drake Cement, and Dale Harmorth and Mona Stevens with Crooked Canes Art and More.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hey, welcome back. This is your host, Larry Rieger, and I'm here today talking to Lorette Brashear.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I'm here at Essence Kitchen Plus Bar. We are having a fantastic time. We're here, actually, for the first time we can do this. We're here for a ribbon cutting. And to do this live. Larry, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How's it going out there? You got people?
It's fantastic. It is amazing. You guys should see this ribbon cutting. We had a huge turnout. We've got live music going on. We've got samples going on inside. People are walking and coming in masses, and it is fantastic. But I want to turn over so everyone gets a chance to talk to Jason Crump and Julia Amos. They are the owners of Essence Kitchen Plus Bar, and they're here today to tell you a little bit about their restaurant.
All right, everybody. I look forward to it.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are you doing, Jason?
Excellent, thank you. We're happy for a great turnout out here. We really had some community support from the Chamber of Commerce, number one, and from the city. So we're really, really happy to be opening our restaurant to everybody and showing them what it's all about.
Well, you know, I live right up the street, and I've been watching you work on that place for the last month, and it looks like it's going to be super. I can't wait to be able to go to it and have my first meal there. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're excited to have you in so we can talk to you and see you.
When are you opening?
We are opening on the week of the 23rd. We're anticipating that we probably give the team members a couple of days off and then open because we've been working every day trying to educate and build the knowledge of the team that we selected here at Essence.
So my next question would be this. I know that you have a wonderful sit-in, but are you also doing carry-out?
We will be doing carry out and takeout items as well as in-house dining.
Okay, I knew about in-house dining because, like I said, I've been watching over there and it looks wonderful. But I was also wondering about the taking out. So tell me, you're opening up on the 23rd. What's going on between now and then?
Well, right between now and then, we're doing all of our training for all of our employees. So we're going to have practice runs every day. Making the food. The menu is pretty intense. You can go check on essenceofaz.com and see the whole menu. So it's going to take a little while to train our cooks to do it the right way, and we want to make sure we're opening 100% full speed. So that's basically what we're going to be doing the next week, is just training and training and really educating and, like my wife said, helping the people to learn the craft of what they're going to be doing and making sure that we are ready to go.
Are you going to have a specialty item? One of those meals that's just, you know, the best.
Well, we do have one of our hot chop burgers that we're going to be donating 10% of the proceeds to the Wade Parker Foundation for continuing education in athletics or public safety. And we also have a specialty cocktail list that we will be rolling out that has Moscow Mules and some martinis and our Parrot Bay sparkling champagne.
I'm coming. That sounds great. I can't wait now. So I want to know, did only one of you cut the ribbon or did both of you cut the ribbon? Because, you know, I would, if as a team, I think you should be doing both.
We did both.
Yeah.
Yay.
My wife had the top half of the scissor and I had the bottom half of the scissor.
Larry, you know what I have to say, Larry? This is just a special day for them. Not only is this a ribbon cutting for them, but this is also a really special day for them. So it's a twofer. I'm going to let them tell you.
Because we have all of our family here, this is our 20th anniversary, and so we are going to be renew our vows today after our ribbon cutting. So
we're really excited
about that.
I just got goosebumps. That's awesome. Congratulations. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to have the family around you when you start doing those type of wonderful things. Oh,
so
my.
What kind of food are you guys going to be serving?
Well, our menu is primarily seafood, but we do have some steaks and chicken and some really nice salads, a lot of plant-based items, a couple gluten-free items as well, and we have a really nice small plate menu that has a lot of our shrimps and scallops, and Jason is a specialty in seafood, so he'll be rolling out a lot of his favorites.
Okay, well, that just made it perfect for me to be coming out. Seafood is my absolute favorite, and I can't wait to taste what Jason's going to be doing. And Lorette.
Yes.
How are you doing out there with everything?
Oh, my gosh. It is fantastic. We're having a great time. Jason, Chef Jason, is amazing. I'll let him tell you some of the things that he's been serving up today.
Today we are featuring one of our most popular appetizers, our bacon-wrapped date. We also had our goat cheese stuffed fried artichoke hearts with a balsamic drizzle and a bell pepper coulis. We were doing our famous meatballs, where you have our pork, pulled pork sliders, which are on our social hour menu from 3 to 5 every day. We have a social hour where we're discounting a couple of items, food and beer and wine, so that people can come in and have a social time, you know, sort of like a happy hour, but we wanted it to be a little more of a place where people would come by and tell stories to each other. And then as far as the seafood is concerned, we have fresh salmon that's flown up from Phoenix, flown into Phoenix from Santa Monica Seafood and dragged it up here two, three times a week. So we have salmon, we have sea bass, we have ahi tuna and catfish and mahi-mahi and many different preparations. So if you're a seafood fan, this is your place.
Oh, my goodness. And one of my last questions is that what days are you open and what are the times that you're going to be open?
Excellent. We're open Tuesday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then on Friday and Saturday, we extended an hour. We're going to go to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. We have live music on Fridays and Saturdays, a little, you know, somebody playing in the corner. So we're hoping that somebody can come out after, you know, after work on the Friday or have a nice dinner, an anniversary dinner or just a date night and come and enjoy some live music and we have a great wine list. We have over 40 bottles of wine, selected by my wife who is taking her sommelier and my son who is a second level sommelier. They designed the wine list. So we have some fantastic wine. So we're hoping to really create somewhere where we can, where people can come in. On Sundays, we're going to be open 11 to 8 and we're closed Mondays.
Well, it sounds absolutely wonderful, and it also sounds like the perfect place for somebody who's got a special date or a special person in their life to bring them there for a wonderful meal and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, it is. The ambiance is really nice, and we kind of designed it organically all ourselves. We made all the tables ourselves and the bar top. We've been working on this, as you know. You've seen it for months, and it's finally come to where we are really proud to bring it to the community, and the feel is nothing like you had before. The feel is really a down-home, earthy feel. The service is impeccable, and the food hopefully will be the same.
Gee, Jason, I have one question for you. Are you that handy at home?
Yeah, I cook pretty much every single day at home, and, you know, we built our house out here in Chino, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do for sure. And Lorette lives right across the street.
I know.
They're the best neighbors ever.
It sounds wonderful.
I have to say they're the best neighbors, but my pants are not fitting so well. So, you know, it's one of those things.
I know. I'm at the office when I see that. Anyway, it sounds wonderful. We wish you all the luck in the world. I know you guys are going to be a great success. The food sounds magnificent. The ambiance sounds wonderful. I can't wait to taste some of the wine, and I look forward to being there.
Where you're listening.
Thank you. So we're Essence Kitchen Plus Bar, again, for everybody. We're in the shop in the Safeway Shopping Center on Highway 89 in Chino Valley, right next to Domino's. So our website, again, essenceofaz.com. It has the whole menu. It has pictures of us building the restaurant, constructing it. We're constantly updating the pictures, and we're going to take everybody through the whole process of, you know, building what is our dream, and it's been our dream for many years.
Well, it sounds great, and I'm glad. I hope you have a stunning opening day on the 23rd. And Lorette, I'll see you at the office. You enjoy yourself.
Thank
have
you
your
so
meal.
Much. Essence Kitchen Plus Bar, come on out, June 23rd.
Okay.
At Nationwide Vision, we've been safely taking care of all of your eye care needs for 35 years, and we're excited to be able to do it again. Select offices are now open. For more information, visit nationwidevision.com or call 1-800-EYE-CARE.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Hi, it's me, Sandy, with YCCA. I know things seem gloomy, but holy moly, macaroni, we live in the best community in the USA. I say smile and shine and sparkle. Be thankful, be kind, be lovable, and be the heartbeat of our community. Sending you all a hug. Whoops, I mean a big elbow bump of love. So let your sun shine.
At Nationwide Vision, for a limited time, get 50% off a complete pair of eyeglasses. That's great style at 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision. Service restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is Larry Rieger, your host. I have in the room here with me now two people from Crooked Kings and Dale Hormuth and Mona Stevens. And I have a lot of questions for you because I know you have a wonderful event coming up, and it's coming up pretty rapidly here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dale, tell us exactly what it is that you're doing with this event, and then we'll go over to Mona and she can tell us hers.
Well, this event is just really bringing people out of their houses after the whole COVID thing, and we're trying to bring them all together, and everybody seems to really like cars and art, so why not put them both together?
What's the name of your event?
It's actually the Car and Art Block Party Car and Art Show. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay. So it's a car and park. So I was asking you earlier today about this, and I said, well, Jade, can I just drive my old little clunker in? And you said, absolutely. But then you gave me the caveat. And that was, you guys are having some really special cars coming in, and you're going to have them coming in right into the event, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, Mona, I know that you're really involved with this also. You're on the board of Crooked Canes, aren't you?
Yes, of the arts.
Okay. What I'd like to know is what are you going to be doing while he's over there taking people around and showing them and telling them where to park? Because, you know, he's going to be the parker. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be there to help out with the games that we have and just make sure that the day is fun for everybody, that everything runs smoothly. We'll have a DJ there, so there will be music. There will be hamburgers and hot dogs. We have a 4x4 flex competition.
What is that? I mean, seriously.
So there's 4x4s.
Is that like hitting each other with, you know, sticks that are 4x4s or something? What is it?
It's a little less violent than that. we'll have 4x4 vehicles, so Jeeps, what are those things called? Like quads, different things like that. And there's a ramp where they could get up on it and flex their... And you might be able to explain this better.
Are they going to flex their tires?
The flex ramp is to show the maneuverability of the big 4x4 trucks with their big suspension systems and stuff.
Okay, so they could do it. I can't imagine that the ramp is going to help them with that and go up and down. So they just go in and they start it up and then they do their show with it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's a
how
little competition that a shop in town is going to be bringing the flex ramps for. And we're just going to have a competition between all of the 4x4s.
So how many are you? Do you think you'll have quite a few? I hope so.
We should
300, 500? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, if the parking lot was that big, I think we would love to have that many. But we are having quite a few vehicles come out. We are actually having some art vendors come out as well. But we have people that have cars that use art and make art as well that they're going to bring in and show off there. So
what are the hours that you're going to have it? And it's on July 3rd, correct? Okay, that's good because everybody will be off work anyway. You can have a huge party. So what are the hours?
The hours is from 5 to 8 p.m. on July 3rd.
And what's the cost?
The cost is $10 with a car for registration. It's $20 if you do not have a car.
And those are vendor prices. We're still looking for vendors, but it's free to the public to attend.
Okay, so you still need to get some vendors on there, right? Okay. But the public is free, so they can come in, they can meander, they can do everything. You got food. You're going to have vendors have food. I'll be there.
And we are actually having the kids do a pick out who the winners are of all of the cars and all of that.
So it's a family affair, and they should bring their children
yes.
with them.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and
good.
To speak to that, we will have the Chino Valley football team out there doing registrations and sign-ups.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So it's from, I'm sorry, again?
It's from 5 to 8 p.m. on July 3rd.
And it's free, and there's going to be food, and there's going to be games.
There's going to be games. There's going to be art workshops as well.
You know, Crooked Cane's Art and More, you work with children a lot, don't you?
Yes, we do.
I think that's one of your specialties, isn't it?
Yes,
Is it one of those things that's where your focus is?
Yes.
And tell me, both of you, just step right in. Tell me what it is that you do with the children, and is there a particular age group that you're looking at?
All right. Well, for Crooked Cane's Art and More, we focus on giving classes every day to children anywhere from age 5 and up. We prefer the children that are about age 6 or 7.
What are some of the things that they make?
But we have different classes every day. Mondays are fair project classes. Tuesdays are texture Tuesdays, so kids get to learn how to paint after drawing things out with hot glue.
So will you be, my thoughts were, I know all the kids are out of school right now, but hopefully, I'm sure the parents are also saying this, they're going to be back in class. And so what are the hours that you work with the kids now, and will there be a change when the kids finally go back to school?
Well, the hours that we work with the kids right now, in the mornings, our morning class is from 9 to 10:30, and then we have an afternoon class that's from 5:30 to 5 to 6:30.
Okay. Now, here's the next question. I'd like you to give everybody a telephone number where they can reach you and talk to you about getting their kids set up in that, what it takes, how much is it, just all of the things that they're going to have questions about.
Yeah.
So I need to have, I need to have a phone number, and I need to have an address, and go.
Okay. Phone number is 928-636-0828. 928-636-0828.
The location of Cricket Canes Arts and More and the location of the block party and car show will be, or is, 2235 South State Highway 89 in Chino Valley, and that's in the same shopping center area as Gabby's Kitchen.
Oh, okay, good. I know exactly where that is. Is it going to be in the parking lot over there?
Yes.
It will be, okay. Just do one more time. Put that address out there. Everybody knows where Gabby's is, but do it again.
It is 2235 South State Highway 89, Chino Valley.
Okay. I'm going to be there. Well, I hope to be there. Maybe I'll have a date. And we'll see what happens. Okay. So is there anything that we've missed that you would like for them as a member of the board, Mona? As a member of the board, what do you do?
What do I do right now? I'm working on building our website and our marketing presence because we are a fairly new nonprofit, and just getting the word out there is the main thing right now. So we can continue to do the things that we love to do for the children.
Now, do you have a website now?
We do. It's crookedcanesartandmore@gmail.com. That's our email. I apologize, but
that's okay.
We have a website on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook at Crooked Canes Art and More, and then you can also find our nonprofit Arizona Resin Teaching Services, also known as ARTS, on Facebook as well.
Okay, good. All right, that gives everybody a chance to go on, take a look at you. See what you do. See how wonderful it is. I have to ask one question. The class that you have that is textures, did you say?
Yes.
This is one, is this one that is designed for kids to be able to have different feels for different textures and to, you know, goo it up and play with it?
It's for incorporating just different textures in each piece of art that you decide.
What are the mediums that you work in?
Oh, we work with drawing, sketching. We work with painting. We work with wood. We work, the biggest thing, I don't know why I didn't say it before, but we work with resin art, which is an entirely non-toxic resin mixture. After it dries, it's food safe.
Oh, my gosh.
We actually really help kids learn different things through their artistic nature.
Now, do you hold the class size to a certain, to a certain number of individuals?
We do. We keep the class numbers fairly small. And because of the COVID outbreak, we actually keep face masks and hand sanitizer very close. That way, if, you know, they...
Right. Well, kids do things that are...
So...
You know, sometimes they do things you just go, really? The other part of that is there a cost for your classes?
Yes. It is $60 per child for a month-long membership. It's a discounted rate for families. Like if there's more than one child, they can get the rates lowered. But that's all at the discretion of me and my business partner as we go through and sign kids up.
Okay. Do you ever let the parents kind of sit in and watch?
Actually, we do. If the parents would like to sit there and watch, that's fine. But why sit there and watch when you can join in? Because we have family fun days every Saturday.
Oh, how fun. Okay, so is that included in the $60? Is there an extra charge?
No, that's an extra charge. Family fun days is $5 per individual that wants to do the class, up to three. If there's more people in the class, it's $15 for the whole family.
Okay, but I'm sure when they go either on the Facebook for Crooked Canes Arts, and also if they call you, you're going to be able to kind of sit down and tell them this is how what we charge and this is what we do.
Yes,
but I think what you're doing is awesome. I mean, truly.
They can get all of the information of all of the classes that we provide on our Facebook page. Any of the information that they need, they can call us at the 928-636-0828. And we look forward to helping any child out that needs an
You do special needs.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
That's our nonprofit side. But, yes, we do work with special needs.
I'm really glad that you came in with us today, and I'm glad that we had an opportunity to see what you do, hear what you do. Mona, Dale, I am really excited about it. I have grandchildren. Ooh, that hurt.
Bring them in.
And, you know, I'll have to talk to their parents about this. I hope your block party is stupendous, and that is huge, and I hope it grows every year. I'm assuming you're going to do it every year.
Oh, yes, this is going to be an annual thing.
Well, that's awesome. And, again, I thank you very much for coming in. You enlightened me quite a bit, and be prepared for everybody to start ringing. Ladies and gentlemen, think about start ringing that phone and getting your children involved.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Ovalson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, Olson'sFamily.com, or Olson'sGrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The bushfire burning in Gila County near Tonto Basin continues to grow.
We had an infrared flight last night showing 37,900 acres, 0% contained. It was a human-caused vehicle fire.
Spokesperson Chantel Herrick says about 1,500 people have been evacuated from Tonto Basin and Pumpkin Center. Congressman Ruben Gallego is calling for mask wearing in public. The Phoenix Democrat is sounding the alarm as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to increase at alarming rates here in Arizona.
The state government doesn't want to do it. We as individuals have to step up and continue social distancing, be careful, and really give a fighting chance to our hospitals.
He notes even some peaceful protesters are following CDC guidelines.
In most of the demonstrations, people are wearing masks. I'm more concerned of people not wearing masks where they're going to the malls, when they're going to the supermarket.
Gallego's colleague, Congressman Greg Stanton, wants the state to mandate mask wearing in addition to expanding and speeding up testing. Sunny, very warm, dry, and very windy all week, cooling overnight with clear skies to about 56. Highs in the mid to upper 80s tomorrow through Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to a low near 61. Sunny, very gusty highs in the mid to upper 90s all week long. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
American Family Insurance is returning $425 million to our customers. This includes a 10% savings for all current and new personal auto customers for the rest of the year. We hope this does your world some good and remind you that your dreams mean the world to us. Contact your agent or go to amfam.com to learn about more ways to save. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Every year, wildfire season is different, and every year, we prepare. At APS, we work year-round to minimize the risk of wildfires and take additional steps during high-risk conditions. These extra precautions could result in extended outages or more outages in high-risk fire areas. We realize any disruption of power is an inconvenience. We'd like to thank you in advance for your patience as we work to protect you and make it safe for first responders. Learn more at aps.com/wildfiresafety.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to our next guest, Brittany Holler. And thank you, KQ&A, Talk of the Town for Chino. Brittany.
Yes.
You have some events you have some things coming up, and I want to find out. You have some openings out at Drake Cement. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and your position there is the HR specialist?
Yes, ma'am.
Does this mean you get to talk to everybody?
That means I talk to everybody. I get to see everybody coming in to the plant.
Okay, so tell me something. What is it exactly that you're looking for?
We do have a couple of positions open at this time. We have a production assistance laborer position, industrial mechanic, and then we have a dispatch operator position that we are looking to fill.
Okay, and then when somebody gets ready to come in to apply for one of those jobs, I would assume that they need to have a resume.
We do prefer a resume. We actually have just started accepting online applications. Before, we only did paper applications, which made it a little difficult because people had to come out to the plant to pick up the app, which it's a far drive. People don't want to make it. So it's pretty awesome. We've been able to set up online applications for everybody now.
And can you tell me what that online is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can go to drakeus.com. And you can choose to go to Drake Cement side, or you can go to Drake Materials side, and you'll see all of our open positions. It'll ask you to fill out the online application, and it will ask to attach a resume.
So no matter which side you go to, you're going to end up with, it's going to end up with you.
Yes, yes, either side, it's going to come to me.
Okay, good. And tell me something, are these full-time, part-time, do you have to have special kinds of work background in order to have to be able to be placed?
All of our positions are full-time. We don't generally hire for part-time. We are an MSHA-certified location, so previous MSHA training is it's recommended but not required. Industrial experience also recommended, not required for some of the positions.
So some of it could be a little bit of training on the job?
Absolutely, yeah. Production assistance labor is going to be more of an entry-level position, so all of the training will be provided on site.
And what kind of benefits would somebody be looking at once they get in and they send it in and they're hopeful?
Yeah, so we at Drake Cement, we have a fully competitive benefits package. We offer medical, dental, vision, 401k, paid time off, floating holidays, you know, holiday pay. So all of the federal holidays we do observe. And then we also have a free health plan if you sign up for our health plan within HSA.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So I might join you. No. Anyway, so they're full-time positions. It sounds like wonderful benefits.
We try to stay very competitive.
Yeah, that's area. Amazing.
Yeah.
And also now, you said you can be found at www.drakeus.com.
Yes.
And you're also on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram?
Yep, we have a Facebook account. We have an Instagram account. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can find us on Indeed. And then, of course, we have our personal website.
And what is the phone number if they need to call, or do you prefer not getting calls?
No, we prefer to take calls. We don't have any problem with people giving us a call. They can reach me at 480-292-6431.
Okay. You want to give me that again just in case?
Absolutely.
Pull those pencils out.
Yeah. Better write it down. 480-292-6431.
Okay. So tell me some more about Drake Cement. I know that it's quite a ways out.
It is. It's between Paulden and Ash Fork, so it does take, you know, quite a bit of time to get out there. It's right out in the middle of the National Forest, so it is beautiful scenery. You know, you can see a lot of animals out there, and just, you know, you're able to appreciate the view as you drive into work.
How many employees do you have?
Throughout the entire company, we have 160 employees.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have the majority of our employees are at the cement plant in Paulden. There's about 110 there. And then we have our corporate offices in Scottsdale. And then we have four aggregate locations throughout the valley. And there we have about 30 employees.
So when are you looking to fill these particular positions, and what's the timeline for somebody to get their application in?
So we are looking to hire ASAP. We definitely need to fill these positions. You know, they can get their application in. We're reviewing applications daily, sending them over to hiring managers daily. Obviously we understand that some people may be working and they'll want to provide their current employer a 2 weeks notice, because we appreciate it when our employees give us a 2 weeks notice. So I'd say, you know, turnaround time's probably around a month at the most.
Now, does everybody work the same schedule? For an example, do you have a, you know, morning, afternoon, and an evening group?
Right. The plant is 24/7. So
oh,
we
it
have,
is?
Yes, we never shut down. We have a lot of different schedules going on at the plant. So we have employees who do 2 weeks of days, 2 weeks of nights, 12-hour shifts, where they work 3 days 1 week and 4 days the next.
So it's a rotation system of stuff?
Yeah, okay. And every other weekend is a three-day weekend.
So if I was to come out and get a job as, an industrial mechanic, we know that's not going to happen. But we
could
pretend here, you know. So what would happen? So you say, oh, yeah, let Larry come in. We're going to give her a job here doing this. What kind of schedule would I look at?
So generally in the industrial mechanics side, a lot of the positions coming in, they're going to start off as like a Monday through Friday, 7 to 3, for a couple of months, give them time to, you know, really get to know the surroundings, gather their bearings at the plant. And then once they get through the, you know, the couple of months, there's definitely a possibility that they could end up going on to a shift. They could also stay the Monday through Friday, just depending on the needs of the shifts at the time.
And when do your perks, like the all of the dental and things of that nature.
Yeah.
How long does one have to be on the payroll
right
before it kicks in?
So majority of our benefits kick in first of the month following 30 days of employment. So say we had somebody start today, their benefits would be effective August 1st.
Okay. Let me see. I could work another job along with that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, tell me exactly what it is that you do as a specialist. I know that you get the apps. Yes, the applications. Thank you. I'm old. And you get the applications, but what is the process that they go through?
Mm-hmm. So, as the HR specialist at the plant, I do get to meet everybody, do new hire orientation when they're coming in. I'm also responsible for all of the payroll and the benefits processing, the personnel file management. So I'm really the day-to-day contact for the guys. And I work directly with the corporate HR manager, who is also at the plant. And we work pretty, one-on-one on handling all of the human resources.
Is it a multi-level interview system?
So normally what we like to do is we'll do like an original phone interview, kind of get to know the person a little bit, see if the position is something that they're really interested in, it fits, what they're looking for as well. Once we get past the phone interview, then we would do like an in-person. Right now we're kind of doing virtual with everything going
right.
on, right? So then we would have like a virtual interview with the hiring manager, and then, just keep them updated. Hey, we have a couple of other candidates that we're looking into at this time as well, and you should hear from us probably middle of the following week.
Okay, so it sounds interesting. Sounds like it keeps you up on your toes, doesn't it?
Yeah, we stay pretty busy.
Well, I'm really glad that you had an opportunity to come in and share with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm sorry that your co-partner couldn't make it. But
she's really busy, so she's hopefully listening in right now.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful job. And it sounds like you can't beat it with the benefits and everything like that. And I'm hoping that everybody who's in need of a job will think about it.
Definitely.
I think you're going to probably have to have a vehicle to get back and forth.
Reliable transportation,
right.
Hopefully.
Yes, but I'm saying, that it's a good job.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I think that if you have, do you have any other events or anything coming up out at your place? Or
No events at this time, just, chugging along with the day-to-day. We are considered an essential
Do you also pay for time off and tuition reimbursement and bonuses and uniforms?
We do. Yep. We offer paid time off. We do have a tuition reimbursement program. We provide uniforms for all the guys out in the field so they don't have to worry about ruining their clothes. We also offer we pay for a pair of steel-toed boots every year. And we provide all of the PPE protective equipment. So we just really try to take care of our guys.
Steel-toed boots.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long,
I know. It's been a long time since I put a pair of steel-toed boots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we provide all of that for the guys. And really just, you know, safety is our number one out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
We want everyone to leave the way they came in.
So. It's an amazing place out there. Yeah. I've been out there. And and it's really not a – it's a nice ride.
Right. Yeah, it's beautiful.
All right. Well, you know what? Once again – thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing. I hope you get lots and lots of calls.
Me too.
And lots and lots of applications. And I look forward to seeing and talking to you again.
Well, thank you so much, Larry.
You're very welcome. That's awesome. Perhaps we'll have you back.
Absolutely.
Okay? Let me know. All right. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Water's garden companion plants for June are sunburst locust, moonshine yarrow, silverberry, and Hall's honeysuckle.
Ideal at growing up fences, walls, or as a ground cover.
Wind, drought, deer, javelina are no problem.
Hall's honeysuckle is an outstanding mountain vine with fragrant yellow flowers that loves blooming in the summer heat.
An excellent solution for a fast-growing screen, even in the poorest of soil.
You'll only find the hardiest vines at Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Yay, welcome back to KQ&A. Upcoming events for the Chamber. We have June 19th, we have a ribbon cutting at Insurgent Brewing Company at 1 p.m. June 20th, we have 1 year anniversary and ribbon cutting at El Parisio, noon to 1 p.m. June 23rd, we have women in business come on out and picnic. It's at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can go online and register. Also, we I think that's about it for our up-and-coming, but it's quite a bit, and I hope everybody takes out their pens and pencils and their calendars and their iPhones and their Android phones and writes down all of the nice things that are going on. The June 23rd Women Business Coming Out Picnic, the June 20th 1 year anniversary ribbon cutting, and June 19th ribbon cutting also at Insurgent Brewing Company at 1 p.m. And we will see you next time on KQNA 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. This is Larry for Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Thank you very much for joining us.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.